Did you see who's putting together a group to buy the Rockets? It's probably my favorite name so far. Or he's trying to get people with money to buy the Rockets.
Right.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Okay. You want to put odds on that?
Less than 5%, but how awesome would it be just to hear the interviews?
Yeah.
Because he could say anything. We wouldn't know what he was talking about, and it would be awesome. I wish we still had that $2 bill clip of his that we used to play all the time when he would. That might even been before your time. It's going way back, where you just couldn't tell what the hell he was saying. I would love that.
Well, are these all $2 bills?
Yeah.
Now,
Deke, how would you buy the team?
Are these all $2 bills?
Yeah. I only wish. Now, if we really wanted this to happen. I'm not too familiar with African geography, but how close is the Republic of Congo to Nigeria?
I don't know. Don't ask me to do geography.
Because if we could
I can do the state of Texas for you real well.
If somehow Dikembe could link up with one of those Nigerian email scammers.
I think that would work.
He could get enough money to buy the Rockets.
If you send me $10,000, I'll send you $100,000 after I buy the Rockets.
I'll send you a Rockets t-shirt and $1 billion.
Are these all $2 bills?
But in the very, yeah, and it'll all be in $2 bill. And at the very bottom of the email, where like next to the, where you put an asterisk next to the $1 billion, it can really say $0. And then he'll just send you a Rockets t-shirt if you send him $10,000.
Are these all $2 bill?
No, they're not all $2 bill, Dikembe. You can't. It would be crazy to show up to Leslie Alexander's office with just a giant box of $2 bill. It would be. I mean, can you imagine $1.6 billion in $2 bill?
That'd be kind of awesome.
Not today.
I do want him.
That would be. It'd just be great. Just for we'd get so many great drops. Because ever since Gary Kubiak left, we don't really get good drops from people in this city. Occasionally, somebody will say something, but like Wade would occasionally do the.
I gotta be
Kubiak
honest.
Kubiak had a great feel for booty. Mutombo would give us gold every day.
Yeah, and I really think I'm not one to get into other stations' business, but and I don't know how much control the actual station had versus how much the Rockets had, but if instead of this putting Matt Thomas and Adam Clanton with Craig Ackerman, how great would it have been to have Dikembe Mutombo as the color commentator for awesome. Rockets broadcast?
Not today.
I mean, that would just be gold. I gotta be honest.
That would make me listen to their station.
Yeah. Yeah. I would want to know what, like, that. Normally, when I tune into the Rockets games on my way home, I have satellite, so I'll just listen to the national broadcast. Because I don't like to have homerism and things like that. And that it's not just Rockets. I don't like to have it with any broadcast. I like to just hear like sort of a down-the-middle broadcast when I can. But if Dikembe Mutombo were actually calling Rockets games, I would listen to that all the time. And I would play highlights from the game, and I would credit KBME?
Yeah, whatever
that is. I'll credit them every day. I'll be like, hey, guess what the guys over at 790 did? I would play that. I'd play that clip of him.
That would be the greatest thing ever. I would love to see him on the team.
But Root Sports, I mean, there's an opportunity there on the television side.
Oh, absolutely. And we could partner up with them.
Yeah.
We could do the Dikembe block of the night. Put it right here on the show and then.
Not today.
Well, whatever he said. Well,
not today because it's not even basketball season, no. Dikembe. But maybe we could do it tomorrow, and I'll give you a big pile of money. And guess
pay
what?
You in?
Are these all $2 bills?
Yes, they are. I would pay you all in $2 bill. God, that would be so good.
I got excited when
and you
I
know
saw
what?
That.
To hell with the Rockets. Let's get all the teams on board. Astros, Texans.
Yeah. Oh, you imagine him with Vandermeer?
You want to make Houston great again? Let's have that. I don't even know if he knows about football. No, I don't know if he even understands the rules, but guess what? I don't care. It's not like that broadcast is going to get worse.
I would just love to hear him with Vandermeer, man. Rock and roll.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Not today.
When they talk about Brock Osweiler's contract, what's Dikembe want to know?
Not today.
No. Wrong one, John. Now. But it's lost its gold now. All right. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
When Jong pushes the wrong button, the joke that can run forever is suddenly over.
Yeah, well, there's only two punchlines,
and
we just have to get the right one.
And now our advertisers have to pay our bills.
Yeah.
And
these all $2 bills.
Yes, that's how we get back on track.
They're going to pay us exactly that way.